Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. Today is part four of my five-part conversation with Dickon Bettinger and Natasha Sverdlov, the co-authors of the book Coming Home. And we're exploring what it is to go deeper as relates to spiritual understanding and the three principles. And it's all part of a larger conversation we'll be having at a retreat in Ojai, California, called Silent Mind, Beautiful Feeling, Experiencing the Heart of the Three Principles. And if you'd like to join Dick and Natasha and I there and learn more, go to michaelneal.org/silent mind.
One of the metaphors for spiritual growth I have always resonated with is the idea from Dzogchen Buddhism that the first thing is to catch a glimpse of God, catch a glimpse of nature, catch a glimpse of the original self. And then all spiritual practice exists for the purpose of increasing the depth, the purity, the duration of that glimpse, of that experience. And for me, that's always mapped across to the principles very well, where we get a glimpse that there's something beyond our psychology, that there is a space within us beyond our thoughts, for our thoughts. And then we stay in the conversation because it allows us to see that space more deeply, to experience it with greater purity, to be in it longer. And so I wonder for each of you, what have you learned personally that allows you to go deeper into mind, into consciousness, into nature, into this space?
For me, just the looking, and I love what you said, it's not that I see so much new, it's that I see it deeper. So for instance, here on my vacation, I've been reflecting on the now a lot, seeing that deeper, seeing that how it's always there. It's the only thing that's always there. And it's so simple. It's like, well, of course, where else would it be? But I love when that happens. And I'll sometimes, you know, call Dickon on FaceTime and say, I've just seen something deeper. And he goes, oh yeah. So it's not so much that it's new, it's just, wow. And there's a sense when that happens inside that you know it. It's a deepening of the now, it's a deepening of the knowing that's wonderful. And again, it always comes with a feeling. And it's impossible to tell anybody because it can seem insignificant to other people. So often when people say, well, have you seen anything new? Have you had any new insights lately? I go, no, but I've seen something deeper. And I don't even need to talk about what it is. It's just this knowing.
See, it sounds so beautiful when you say it, and I always just feel like a moron. Like I always just kind of go, oh my God, how did I not see this before? I thought I knew this. I've been teaching this. I didn't know what I was talking about. Let me call everybody back and say, no, what I meant was, but I like when you say it because it sounds all spiritual and stuff. So that was good. What about for you, Dickon? What, because you've been in this game a little longer actually than us. You know, what have you found?
Well, I feel inclined to let go of everything I think I know, because I've so often gone the other direction long enough that it gets more and more painful. You know, I was stubborn and determined to think my way to clarity. And it got more and more painful. I mean, it was just that it got to be, it's a little bit like if you're carrying something really heavy, you can do it for a long time. And at a certain point, you reach your limits and you just let it go. And so often it's my own suffering that has all of a sudden helped me look in the right direction. And then something very interesting happened. The more I fell into not knowing anything, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to deal with this. My kids are fighting. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. The more I would go into that I don't know space, I started to discover that that's where the principles reveal themselves to you. They would, out of that space would come what it is to let go of thought. What out of that space, what it is to quiet down. And it was not coming from my ego trying to quiet down. It was just, oh, I can quiet down. And I started, in a sense, being instructed, being taught by that inner wisdom, that inner teacher. You know, before coming across the principles, I was very interested in hearing what gurus had to say about life, because they seem to get it better than a lot of people, not everybody. And they would often say, the true guru is not me, it's within you. The guru just means that which dispels the darkness. And if you go, if you fall into that quiet deep enough, this inner light comes through, and it helps you know how to deal with your kids, knows how to respond to a difficult circumstance. And being taught from within drew me in that direction more and more, because the benefits were being shown to me. The less I knew, the more I would get. It was so hard for my intellect to wrap its arms around that one. The less I knew at any moment, the more I would, the more would be revealed to me, the more I would know without it being intellectual.
There's a phrase I find myself using a lot lately, which is, it's not up to you, but it's not up to you. And there's something I hear in what you're saying about you're going to the unknown, but not in an exasperated, I don't know, not my pride, but in an almost an embracing, like, I don't know, show me.
Yeah.
And there's a trust in that, isn't there? And that's, I think, has come through looking in this direction for a few years now, is that there's this trust that when point in that direction, I know that I'm connected to universal mind. I know that there's something beyond what I can ever think or what I can ever know that will inform me. So that trust has become deeper as I've been looking this direction.
And where does that trust come from you? Is it what you, would you describe it as faith, or would you describe it as, hey, the sun came up the last 4,000 days I woke up. Maybe it's going to come up on day 4,001.
I guess some of it has to do with the fact that it always happens. It's rare that it hasn't been there when I've needed it. I've become more and more responsive in a way that has been much more intelligent than anything I could ever think. And I've been surprised, happily surprised, and it's happened so many times. So there is something about that. It's happening more and more, to the point now that I as I said before, I hardly make decisions anymore. There seems to be this trust that it'll sort itself out. I will know what to do when it comes up.
So I want to go deeper into that in our last in this series, but to kind of put a little bit of a bow on this one. If somebody were to ask you, And this is a big question, so I'm kind of just if something comes to mind as a little answer to a big question. What does it mean to you to go deeper?
I feel like I'm drawn deeper. I don't feel like I go deeper. I like the Sufi notion that the formless, the real word for the formless is the friend. Because every time you fall into the arms of that friend, things work out better. So it's like a friendship. It's like with my good friends, they come to mind more often and I want to spend more time with them. And it just happens naturally. And I just feel like it's just this natural attraction. And I think all human beings, as they come to know their true self, are naturally attracted to it and they're drawn toward it. That's just my sense. It's just, I'm glad.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And it's again, so much prettier than my articulation, which is, it feels to me like I keep falling down flights of stairs and I get disoriented and then I look around and I go, wow, this floor is amazing. And then I wander around till I fall down the next stairs.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like it's falling down the trap door of the hangman's noose, you know. Just like, whoo!
and hey folks, if this doesn't make this sound like the most attractive thing you could do with your time, we're not doing our jobs.
And there is, tongue-in-cheek though that might have been, there is something to really seeing that this is the most natural evolution in the world. This is the most natural awakening, the most natural transformation, as natural as waking up from a deep sleep, is waking up to the full magnificence of who and what we are. And that's exactly the kind of thing we're going to be exploring in the Silent Mind, Beautiful Feeling, Experiencing the Heart of the Three Principles retreat in Ojai. So if you'd like to join us for that and learn more, check out www.michaelneal.org/silent mind. And tomorrow, in the final part of our conversation, we're going to be exploring the ultimate answer, which is a phrase that Sid Banks used to describe the impact of looking within. Until tomorrow, have fun, learn heaps. We'll talk to you then.